This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker is to testify today in the U.S. House impeachment inquiry going before the Intelligence, Oversight, and Foreign Affairs panels in a closed-door session. Volker resigned from his position last week after his name appeared in the whistleblower complaint connected to President Trump's phone call in July with Ukraine's president, when he reportedly did ask Ukraine's president to investigate former VP Joe Biden and his son. Volker went to Ukraine a day after the call was made, according to that whistleblower complaint, and met with the country's leader, reportedly giving him advice about how to, quote, navigate Trump's demands. Yesterday in a Texas courtroom.
Can I give her a hug, please?
The brother of a man shot to death by now former Dallas cop Amber Geiger forgiving her after she's sentenced to 10 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Purina. There's no doubt that pet owners want the best for their furry friends, including the best food to help them grow and fuel a long, healthy life together. But with increased confusion about what's good and bad, many pet owners may not feel completely confident that their pet's food is healthy and safe. Finding pet food for your dog or cat's nutritional needs, while factoring in his or her life stage, lifestyle, and activity level, is critical to health and longevity. Purina Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Kurt Venator.
Don't be afraid to call a pet food company and ask questions. These four things can help ensure your pet's food is safe and healthy. Look for a company that invests in scientific research to fully understand pets' needs and offers foods that are formulated by professional nutritionists, complete and balanced, and validated with feeding trials. When in doubt, consult your veterinarian to better understand your pet's specific needs.
For more, visit Purina.com. Again, that's www.purina.com.
President Trump's expected to detail a new executive order today that would boost Medicare. White House officials say the order aims to improve the fiscal position of the health program and offer more affordable plan options for seniors. He's expected to discuss it during a visit to a Florida retirement village later today. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visiting with Pope Francis today as they're working together to try to protect the rights of Christian minorities in the Middle East. During a meeting at the Vatican, the Pope and Pompeo were discussing ways to defend the rights of Middle Eastern Christians, as many ancient Christian communities are facing persecution and harassment. Much of the eastern U.S. has been breaking high temperature records this week. This utility worker in Arkansas taking it all in stride.
Sometimes the summer does get extended. Not so much like this one. This one's been a little bit warmer than most.
But the fall heat wave will break today. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Mark Zuckerberg says he would fend off Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren's plan to break up Facebook. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
In an audio recording leaked Tuesday, Mark Zuckerberg pledged to, quote, go to the mat to fend off Elizabeth Warren's plan to break up Facebook, foreshadowing a major fight between her would-be administration and the Silicon Valley giant. According to that leaked audio obtained by The Verge, the social media titan said, quote, if she gets elected president, then I would bet we will have a legal challenge. I bet we would win the legal challenge, but Zuckerberg adds, I don't want to have a major lawsuit against our own government. Warren responded to the disclosure by reiterating her plan to break up tech giants and saying it would be bad if, quote, we don't fix a corrupt system that lets giant companies like Facebook engage in illegal anti-competitive practices, stomp on consumer privacy rights, and repeatedly fumble their responsibility to protect our democracy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The stock market plunged amid concerns about a global recession. Financial advisor Gene Peroni says political battles and economic indicators are making investors nervous.
Investors are grappling with uncertainties on a number of different fronts, the political front, the trade tariff front, the economic front. the monetary front as well.
The Dow fell nearly 500 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Oh, sometimes you got to stop yourself before you wreck yourself, but I'm telling you, the thing that we can be thankful for in this country is a thing the Democrats don't like. It is called due process. And as we work through the details of this latest impeachment episode, it is interesting how the facts are being unveiled. Dan Perkins, need to bring you on here. Dan Perkins, author and foreign policy expert, joins us now. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Boy, I want to talk about your commentary, but before we get to that, I do want to address this due process issue. It is important that due process lead the way, because in today's incendiary environment, the rhetoric, the animus toward this president, I mean, how many times would the president already be in treason and be shot, be convicted of treason and shot? And we find out that what the president has been complaining about is true. So we can't take those bullets back, and we can't redeem the time, can we?
No, we can't. But we have to understand. I think you're as the Brits say, you're spot on with your due process. Mm. I think it was clear yesterday. I watched Ken Starr, and he was talking about the absence of due process in what Nancy Pelosi did a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution does not permit the Speaker of the House to initiate an impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
There is a protocol established by the Constitution that it has to go through Congress, through the Congress, through the appropriate committees. It is not the role of the Speaker of the House to decide what they're going to do. And so then we have a commentary which I wrote last week was we had Schiff sitting in his chair as chairman of the Senate of the House Intelligence Committee reading the bogus description in the transcript of the phone call with Donald Trump and basically lying about the contents. He put things in his statements that were never in the document.
Exactly.
And but what we have to point out, Bill, is that when a congressman or a senator who's either in a committee situation or speaking on the floor of the House or the Senate, that goes into the congressional record.
Mm-hmm.
When they step off the floor or out of the committee hearing, whatever they say does not. So right now, what Schiff said when he read what he was leading us to believe was the transcript lying to us,
mm-hmm.
When
it's public
he
record.
Decided to yeah. tell people it was a parody or a joke, he did that off the floor. It'll never appear. So the historical record from the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee is all the things that he read. He said, this is what it says.
Well, I'll tell you, what should it, and I maintain, Dan, when that was going on, because if you looked at the shock on Devin Nunez's face, and there was the other a congressman that sits right in front, off to the right of the chair at the lower level. Ratcliffe is his name, I believe. Anyway, the look on their, and then their eyes were, and I thought, okay, these guys are going to stand up and walk out. And they would have been justified to walk out because it was such a mockery, as you say. I mean, first of all, you know, Adam Schiff should be disbarred for this. He's an attorney. Mm-hmm. He should be disbarred for doing what he did, number one. And just as you said, he is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. With that comes responsibilities and position that need to be respected. He disrespected that. He disrespected his colleagues. He disrespected the House. He disrespected the legislative branch. And talk about some sort of, you know, I don't know what else they can do, but he, I know that Devin Nunez has put forth an order or and it's not necessarily a bill, but a declaration to have the chairman censured, and he should be, at least.
Right. Yeah, and then we have a story that breaks late last night that Schiff, who said he had no contact with the whistleblower, now admits that he did have contact before the transcript was released. So he's lying to his colleagues, he's lying to the American people again. Mm-hmm. And this is why I wrote the column last week. Mm-hmm. Why is it that Democrats can lie and get away with it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they are using the tenets of the Quran, taqiyah, that allows them and permits them to
the
lie
ends
and
justify the means
to mislead.
Exactly.
And they've adopted it as a philosophy.
Interesting. Yeah, and you're exactly right. The thing I wrote the commentary on last week, Dan, to this point specifically, is that this is a fact pattern. You know, Adam Schiff talks about fact patterns. Jerry Nadler talks about, I mean, these are the talking points. Well, if you look at the fact pattern of how this lays out consistently, the Democrats aren't very creative, I've said, because they do the same thing. What did they do with the Kavanaugh hearing? You know, Dianne Feinstein had information. She had a letter from Christine Blasey Ford. She sat on it for over a month, or at least a month anyway, before it was pulled out. She had all this information ahead of hand. Again, you've got the same play being done on the president this time around, and now we're finding out that, you know, he had this information, and now we're starting to look into, because I was looking at the confirmation hearing of the Inspector General, Michael Atkinson, and I saw that in his testimony, he was especially sensitive about the whistleblower law, and that that he was going to be a champion for it, because this was one of the big complaints that the committees had about the whistleblowers, that it just seemed nebulous. There was things that needed, and he really had a passion about it. But now what we're finding out, what's being revealed, is that Atkinson was part and parcel of the whole Mueller hoax operative. He is associated, and his tentacles connect with Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and all these other cabalers that have been involved in the Russian hoax to begin with. So you're going, oy vey, how did President Trump nominate Michael Atkinson and bring him into the hen house when he was part and parcel of the cabal that started the Russian hoax to begin with?
But that's a great question. I think that it's an illustration of something I've been talking about. Is I do not believe, I believe that that Donald Trump in his heart of hearts believed there was a deep state. I do not believe that he in any way, shape or form had any idea of how deep and wide it is even today.
Exactly.
In his administration.
Who do you trust, Dan? Dan, who do you trust as the president of the United States? I mean, outside of Ivanka and, you know, Jared, I mean, you know, and Mike Pompeo, I mean, it's got to be difficult to be in his position. He's getting nipped at it every turn, and there's leaks all over the place, and he's going, where is this coming from? And now he's the one who nominated Michael Atkinson? Who vetted Michael Atkinson and said, Mr. President, he's your guy?
Right. Good point.
This is crazy stuff, ladies and gentlemen, and we're only beginning. I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg. You have seen nothing yet or heard nothing yet, and you're going to hear some more here in just a moment. Stay with us. We've got more from Dan Perkins on the other side of the break. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in specifics. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
I don't blame you for thinking however way you want to think about it, but hey, look, at the deep state is deep. Dan, I think that it was Chuck Schumer that said, look, if the deep state wants to get you, they're going to get you. And, boy, they're full force, all hands on deck coming after this president. It has been nonstop impeachment. It has been, the death by many cuts. And it is amazing that Donald Trump has been able to withstand this. And I tell you, America has to be grateful. Those of us who are patriots, who believe in the real rule of law, in our constitutional principles, I mean, he's the guy. He's the champion, right, who's right now taking all the bullets on behalf of we the people.
Right. And I think that the very extremely frustrating issue for the Democrats is, why doesn't he just give up? Everybody else has.
Exactly.
Why has he not given up to the pressure? And this is what's changed, is that we have a president who not only stands up to the rogues in the Congress, we have a president who stands up to the bullies around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats are having a serious problem of accepting the idea that they're no longer in control. And
right.
And it's going to take a long time for them to deal with this. And that's why I said in the piece that I wrote last night, is that I think that the Democrats, if they stay in control of the House,
mm-hmm.
Even if they have an impeachment before the general election, I fully expect the Democrats to come after the president with another impeachment trial.
Yeah, exactly.
In second term.
And I want to get into deeper in that, but a couple things, though, real quickly. I also want to run by you. Look at the fundraising. What the fundraising the president has been able to do during this period of time. That's quite telling, is it not?
I think yes, but I also think that the most telling fundraising is what happened in California.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats did not want him to come to California. They were trying to get him to leave California. They were threatening to publicize all the names of the people who went to the fundraisers. But he raised $15 million, and they were turning people away from the various events that he had. And I believe he's coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he'll come back and raise more money. And when he goes to places and talks to people the way he does, he wins people over.
Mm.
And California, there was a poll that was done by Pew Research, Bill, that was released a week ago Sunday. 50% of the eligible voters in California are thinking about leaving the state.
Yes.
Because of taxes.
Yeah. Taxes and human excrement. And what's going on there? You know, Dan, I said the state itself, and particularly in Southern California, I was in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago and saw what was going on there. I mean, you got fleas, you got rats, you got human excrement, you've got hypodermic needles lying on the street, you've got this high influx of illegal aliens, which I think I can still say, if in New York they would have thrown a $250,000 penalty for me using that word or that term, even though it's a legal term. Go figure, mm-hmm. That's a whole other insane deal. But anyway, I saw, and I came back and reported, and I said, I'll tell you, the state is ripe for a plague. And people say, well, Bill, you can't say that. I had a couple radio stations say to me, that's extreme, Bill. You're jumping the shark. And I go, no, look at it. Look at the foundation. Look at what happened in Europe. These were the same things. And then let's not even talk about the young kids who think that it's pretty contemporary not to have your children inoculated. So now even the CDC, based on the numbers, have said that these young kids are extremely vulnerable to these diseases that are coming across our border that are threatening the very, health security of its citizens. I mean, this is all, this is a perfect storm, Dan, that's coming upon this country.
Right.
But anyway,
right.
That's all that. So set that aside. I do want to get more into what you were saying. And the scenario here is that when you consider what is going on, is that because I said, look at, you know, the voters need to take names. And take names in there and make sure they vote and understand who is it that has been helping or hurting this country. Right now, instead of you know, we should be looking at a GDP of maybe 4 or 5%. All these trade deals, the USMCA hasn't been handled. Infrastructure hasn't been handled. The problem at the border with immigration has been delayed and obstructed. Thank you very much, the Democrats. It's been the Democrats time and again getting in the way, resisting, and they think they're hurting the president. They're hurting our country, Dan. They're hurting the everyday citizen right now who could be enjoying even more prosperity because of the things that Donald Trump and the policies that the Republicans have been able to enact. And I hate to put it that way because sometimes people, oh, gosh, you know, I'm being associated with the Republic. Hey, I don't care. I'll be associated with a Democrat if they're making the right decision, if they're doing right by the American people. But they're not. Right now, it happens to be Donald Trump, like him or not, and the Republicans. And, oh, yeah, by the way, let me tell you, let me be real honest with you, is there some Republicans that don't like Donald Trump either? But so what? Right. The guy's getting the job done.
Right. I agree. And it's a situation where the outcome of this election has so many implications. Do the Democrats lose their majority in the House, and do they lose it in such a way as that the American people reject the Democratic Party and the socialist communist bent that it wants to go on to the point it's no longer a viable party?
Mm-hmm.
Is the landslide election by a president 48-2, which I've been predicting for a
right.
while,
mm-hmm.
Does turn into a landslide vote in the House and the Senate? The Democrats are no more meaningful than they were when they were first founded many mm-hmm. years ago. I just think that that there's a lot of things going on, and what we don't know, what the polls don't tell us, Bill, is how much are the American people seething over what's going on.
I think it's coming to a boil, Dan, because the conversations I'm hearing across the country, things that people are telling me, they're getting ticked by this. And the thing that's interesting is that it is bipartisan. It's not just, you know, staunch Republicans. It's the Democrats that are starting to realize, wait a minute, this is messed up. We're paying for this stuff. And what Adam Schiff did, you know, and you got Beto O'Rourke, hey, you know, damn right, we're coming after your guy. Well, wait a minute, you know, and they're starting to add, they're starting to add the math here with what Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are talking about. And, you know, and even Colbert asks Elizabeth Warren, well, what about Texas? Well, you know, it's like
she won't answer the question.
Yeah, right. She goes, well, can you ask me about my Indian heritage again? You know, I'd much rather talk about that than the taxes for these plans that I'm presenting, you know?
Right. Yeah. And as long as the mainstream media lets her off the hook, she'll continue.
Right.
But if she works out to be the nominee, Donald Trump will not let her off the hook.
Oh, no, no.
And I think she'll fold like a cheap suit.
Yeah, she doesn't have a strong enough foundation, even though she is a policy wonk, and she's got 19 different policies and papers, and, it cannot withstand the scrutiny against the capitalistic system. It's not going to withhold. And so Donald Trump is licking his chops on that. And Dan, I'll tell you, when you first told me 48-2, in terms of a mandate, I think that's what it's going to take. I mean, we're going to experience what we did in the Clinton midterms, as you'll recall. And it forced Bill mm-hmm. Clinton to come out and say the era of big government is over. The Democrats are heading for a cliff. And that is one scenario, is that they crash and they burn and they're going to have to reconnoiter and re-engineer themselves. It's going to take years. But meanwhile, like you say, if in fact the people and the voters somehow, you know, you and I are misunderstanding something and they re-elect and allow Nancy Pelosi to be the leader of the House one more time, boy, I'll tell you, we've got trouble here in River City, and you think we've had a heyday on impeachment right now, they will look at it as a mandate and a commandment from the constituency to do nothing but make sure that Donald Trump is impeached.
I agree. Totally agree.
Absolutely insane. So how can they see your commentary, Dan?
As soon as it's out, it'll be available on danperkins.guru, and I'll send you a copy of it where it's, if you want to put it on your
website. Yeah, we will definitely post it. Dan Perkins, author and political analyst on Bill Martinez
Live. The bond we share with our pets is undeniable. They fill us with love, comfort, and joy, and they deserve the same. As pet owners, we want to care for and protect our pets. Sadly, in homes where domestic violence occurs, pets are often victims too. Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. With less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allowing pets, too many lives remain at risk. Victims of domestic violence should never have to make a choice between their own safety and the safety of their loved ones, including pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that provide temporary shelter and veterinary care so people and pets can find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker is to testify today in the U.S. House impeachment inquiry going before the Intelligence, Oversight, and Foreign Affairs panels in a closed-door session. Volker resigned from his position last week after his name appeared in the whistleblower complaint connected to President Trump's phone call in July with Ukraine's president, when he reportedly did ask Ukraine's president to investigate former VP Joe Biden and his son. Volker went to Ukraine a day after the call was made, according to that whistleblower complaint, and met with the country's leader, reportedly giving him advice about how to, quote, navigate Trump's demands. Yesterday in a Texas courtroom.
Can I give her a hug, please?
The brother of a man shot to death by now former Dallas cop Amber Geiger forgiving her after she's sentenced to 10 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Megan Barth joins us now. Megan, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Also, she is the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project. Megan, how are we doing?
Well, I'm doing great, Bill. Good to be with you.
Where do we start? It is like, I want to talk about Vegas 2 years later,
yes.
But before we get into that, in fact, I'll tell you what, let's do that, only so I can give our audience a chance to breathe, because we got to talk about this latest breaking news regarding the whistleblower and that cabal, and you know, that's going on, and as the Democrats insist to keep traveling down the yellow brick road to impeachment. But let's talk about Vegas. I know this has been something that you've been investigating, you know, since day one, and 2 years later, the FBI still cannot seem to find a clear motive. How can that be?
Well, the FBI was busy in chasing Russian boogeymen. Mm-hmm. They were busy basically being corrupted by James Comey, and they had their eye off of every other ball. I mean, when you look at the FBI and what's happened to the FBI, specifically under Robert Mueller and James Comey, you see the pattern of really corruption. I think that as soon as the FBI came into the investigation became political.
Mm.
I think as soon as the feds came into the investigation became political.
Mm.
And my own personal opinion of that, and thank you, I only live 10 minutes from the Mandalay Bay. Mm. I can see the Mandalay Bay from my house.
Right.
And when I received the notification that there was an active shooter on the Strip, I received that from Twitter. And what's interesting, though, is that I had a very unique perspective that night.
Mm.
I jumped on the police scanner, and that was probably right after the first shot was fired.
Mm.
And I listened to the next 5 hours of the police scanner, and it was chaos. It was listening to first responders do triage, LEOs provide rides to the mortally wounded or the wounded, critically wounded, with their own police cars. It was listening to SWAT actually take floors above and below the floor that the shooter was on, secure the floors, and I even heard them breach the door of the shooter.
Mm.
So I had a very unique perspective. It was kind of a live perspective as it was unfolding. And one thing that I walked away from after listening for 5 hours and after being on, radio, I was on radio for 15 hours straight the next day,
mm-hmm.
was not only how quickly the police responded and the LEOs responded, it was...
You say LEOs, so for people that don't understand, LEOs, go ahead.
Law enforcement officers.
Okay, all right, just make sure. I don't want to lose anybody in the process. She says LEOs, what do you mean? Okay, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, so I listened to all of the law enforcement officers. I listened to the first responders. But really what I learned from that was insurmountable. It was a very unique perspective. But what I wasn't prepared for after listening to the chaos was the complete entire blackout by the mainstream media. You know, we just had over 500 people wounded, over 50 people dead, in the largest mass shooting in our country's history, and the media wasn't interested. They didn't cover it. They didn't investigate it. They didn't explore it. And the only person in the media that tried to do something to give, you know, Vegas national attention was Tucker Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each Friday, I think for a month or 2 months, he dedicated his whole entire show to the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wasn't prepared for the press to walk away.
It's like what's the motivation? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we've heard different scenarios. See, what I hate about this stuff, Megan, is it makes us all conspirators. It's we're left to put tinfoil hats on and surmise because the media refuses to do their job. And you've got the politicization of law enforcement officials, you know, the feds coming in and murking up the waters to the point that here we are 2 years later. And let's just put it into another one of those file folders next to the assassination of JFK.
Right. Yeah. It was really treated like that, as though that's a whole conspiracy theory, and the less information that we were getting, of course, in any information vacuum, conspiracy theories are going to fill it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was really hard to keep the facts from fiction and really even understand what was happening because, you know, I didn't have any more information, even though being 10 minutes away of being in Las Vegas, than you did in Florida because it was literally a lockdown.
Right.
You know, with that said, as you know, I'm a political animal. I watch politics and everything related to politics every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I thought was very strange, too, was the fact that Trump wasn't saying anything about it because Trump says everything about anything. When he feels it, he tweets it.
Right.
You know, I mean, and so there wasn't a lot that came out of the president from the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But what did come out was that Jared Kushner had taken a trip to Saudi Arabia within weeks after the shooting, and he did so unbeknownst to his own staff and his schedule. They kept it off the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
If you look back in Google, you will see that he took an unannounced trip to Saudi Arabia, and after that trip is when MBS, Mohammed bin Salam, is when he basically overthrew the old Saudi regime and arrested over 100 old Saudi royals.
Mm-hmm.
And he tied up all of the terror financing by their arrest. So meaning he took out hundreds of millions of dollars from a terrorist network by overthrowing the old terrorist regime. This is the same regime, the Saudi regime, that financed 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just looked at that and I said, you know, I don't need to know everything. I'm just glad that my government is doing something. And it looked to me like the president didn't have to say anything, didn't do anything, was very quiet. But on the backside, he was using his power to influence our ally to overthrow their terrorist network and bring in a more moderate leader in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that it was not a lone wolf.
Well, there's reports. I was reading the reports the other day again, especially the initial reports, where you had these first responders and you had law enforcement saying that there were multiple shooters. And that has gone by the wayside. When we're back to a grassy knoll and somebody with a $29 rifle here.
Right. I mean, there were so many conflicting reports. I mean, I heard it, like you said. We had reports of shooters at the Wynn Hotel, which is on the opposite side of the strip. Mm-hmm. We had report, and I heard all of these reports coming in because all of the first responders and everybody that was on the strip, as far as, you know, a law enforcement officer, et cetera, had to respond to all the calls coming in. And I was listening because I was listening to the police scanner.
Yes.
And so we had calls come in of active shooters nearly at every property on the strip. We had reports of people having explosives. There was just so much coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Because the chaos lent itself to that.
Right. Well, and then you have conflict in terms of when they went in and discovered the shooter. Some said that when they saw him, the blood was already coagulating, which would have said that he was shot a lot earlier and maybe by somebody else, that this wasn't necessarily self-inflicted. Again, all these conspiracies are left open because we cannot, and even the reports that we've gotten, what the FBI contributed, I mean, a couple of pages? Really?
Yeah, we're never going to know the motive of the largest mass shooting in our country's history. And that, I think, is the scariest of it all.
And I'm right with you on it. Megan Barth is with us. And when we come back, we're talking impeachment, that fun word that everybody's talking about. More after this. Stay with us.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Dan Perkins here for your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your veterans tip of the day.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation continues with Megan Barth. 2 years after the Las Vegas shooting, the most, the largest devastation of humanity within the borders of the United States of America. And 2 years later, the FBI still cannot get to the bottom of this. Megan, I want you to wrap this up real quick. So, and then we're going to talk Adam Schiff and the latest episode that the Democrats are presenting and how they're wasting the people's money. But, you know, what's your final surmise at this point?
Well, I don't ever believe in lone wolves. I believe that, you know, Islamism, terrorism is a network. It's definitely not a lone wolf network. And I will, until the day someone proves me wrong, believe that this was a terrorist attack. Mm-hmm. Because never before in ISIS history have they ever quadrupled down on taking responsibility for an attack. Mm-hmm. And I think Jared Kushner's unannounced trip to Saudi Arabia and then the whole entire regime change and the whole entire freeze on the funding of terrorist networks happened within weeks after that. And so, like I said, Bill, I don't need to know everything, mm-hmm. and it's good that we don't, honestly, and let the government do the covert jobs and the covert action that is needed to keep us safe.
But meanwhile, it, in a sense, kind of deludes and takes us off guard for the things that we should be on guard for, Megan. That's what I'm concerned about, you know, because we have given, I mean, this is amazing. You think about 9/11 and the insurgency of Muslims, good and bad and indifferent, that have come into our country. I mean, I just got to just say what it is. And you look at it and I see these areas. In fact, I had a friend that was just in D.C. and said to me, Bill, you cannot believe. I mean, even in Washington, you go into Washington, D.C., and you see a particular people group that is has flooded, you know, the seat of our government, and it makes you wonder where. Wait a minute, we just had 9/11, and we had this threat, this attack on our country. We see what's happening in Little Somalia, in Minneapolis, and you go, what is happening here? I mean, they do man on the street interviews where the people there say, hey, look, I'd much rather be in Somalia. And I'm going, well, what's holding you back? I mean, if you're not happy here, go be there. You know, this is America. We have different standards, different rules, and people coming, you know, from the border, you know, coming, you know, from Central America that somehow believe that they can change the way of the American dream here. And we have these incursions that are coming in. And it's like, look at, we need to stay on guard. I mean, I'm talking to people there who live on the border, who talk about how people come across the border and they just walk in their garage, they steal their equipment, they come in and, you know, walk through their property. I mean, here it is. I mean, what is the job of government if not to keep us safe? So what's happening now is all the sheepdogs, the inherent sheepdogs of our country, former military and otherwise, are constantly having their head on a swivel and looking out for what's going on, because we cannot trust our government, and we're losing confidence in law enforcement right now because of just what you said and what's happened in Las Vegas. So, yes, this makes us all, you know, lose confidence here.
Well, it does, because the less answers we have, obviously, then the conspiracy theories that they said fill the vacuum, and that even, you know, shakes us to our core. Like, why don't we have the motives of the largest mass shooting in our country's history? And so I think that the political correctness that plagued our country after 9/11, specifically in our intelligence agencies under Robert Mueller, like, let's not forget that Robert Mueller was the one that removed the word jihad from all of the FBI training manuals. So all of, you know, the future FBI agents that were coming up under Robert Mueller never was exposed to the word jihad.
Right.
And that's exactly, you know, we are in a jihad. We are in a jihad. There is such a thing as a jihad. But we have Ilhan Omar as a perfect example of how our country became complicit, as well as how our country became anesthetized, I believe.
Yes.
By Islamic terror.
Well,
Ilhan Omar comes from the largest terrorist recruitment ground in the country. And you have to ask yourself, well, why does the FBI know that? Like, how does the FBI know that? Well, obviously they did their work. And the FBI deems Ilhan Omar's backyard, her constituents, as home to the largest terrorist breeding ground network in the country. Well, why do we know that?
Because there's solid evidence.
Why are we watching it?
Yes, exactly.
Why are we watching it? Why aren't we eliminating it? Why are we watching terror grow in our backyard? Why do we have 1,000 terrorist cells in this country? In the fact that we're watching it, what, to count it?
Right. Well, and this is why they're silencing.
Why are you watching this?
Exactly. Megan, this is why they're silencing guys like John Guandolo with Understanding the Threat, former FBI agent. This is what he does. He goes around, he trains the FBI because of, you know, just exactly to your point, undoing what Robert Mueller did in anesthetizing the FBI and helping them understand what the threat is in America today. And he was in a huge lawsuit here recently that was brought to us by CARE and the Muslim sympathizers to do everything they can to shut John Guandolo up. And then New York this past week, you've got de Blasio passing a bill and saying, oh, I don't know if it was a bill or if he's just an edict from on high, that says anytime the use of the word illegal alien is spouted in New York, you can be fined $250,000.
Well, that's what the fascists always do, right? I mean, fascists rely on propaganda. The fascists rely on punishment. The fascists rely on creating definitions for words. They create new words with new definitions. And we've watched the progressive, if you will, the progressive destruction of the law. And they want to keep calling us like the Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, that these, you know, policies of the police and the federal policies of the federal government are racist and they're xenophobic. And she's on record screaming that.
Yes, exactly.
These policies are racist and xenophobic. No, these policies actually outline the word illegal alien.
Mm.
And the reason that these policies and laws outline the word illegal alien is because illegal alien is not a race.
Right.
Illegal alien is a crime.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to your earlier point and consistent point, Megan, is where's the media to hold her accountable to say on what basis do you make that statement?
Yeah. Well, the media is complicit in the crime.
Right.
The media is complicit in the cover-up, and the media is complicit in the crime. The media is not there anymore to find the truth, report the truth, and let the people decide.
Mm-hmm.
The media is in the business to report whatever the Democrat talking points are for du jour, the day. Mm,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then manipulate the people into a decision.
Well, and I would say it's deeper than the Democrats. It is that shadowy government, the deep state, that even the Democrats are being duped and manipulated by. And in fact, sometimes it's just it's almost like ignorance, and it is them being duped, whether it's the media or Democrats, these talking points. Adam Schiff, I mean, Adam Schiff right now, I got to tell you, Adam Schiff is a tool. He is a tool for the deep state. And the things that he says and spouts out and the others like him, they do no service to the Constitution, to the American people. If anything, it's a disservice. And here they are down with this impeachment road one more time. And you're finding out, the Inspector General is all complicit with Robert Mueller, Lisa Page, Peter Stroke. I mean, this is all part of the original cabal of the Russian hoax. And this is all being unveiled right now. Megan, and you knew going into this, you go, this seems a little convenient. And when you look at fact pattern, it's consistent with what they've done with the Russian hoax. It's what they did with the Kavanaugh hearing. You know, they get information, they sit on it for a while, and then all of a sudden they take it to the court of public opinion. And they don't want to have Nancy Pelosi. She doesn't want everybody voting and doing it the way they're supposed to do. If you're going to have an impeachment, a true impeachment process, then you got to vote for it, and then because the reason she's avoiding that, I believe, is because then at that point you have legal things that kick in that then, you know, level out the playing field. Then the Republicans have the right to subpoena and do the things that the Democrats, and Nancy Pelosi doesn't want that to happen.
Right. If Nancy Pelosi really cared about the Constitution, because I love how the Democrats all of a sudden want to talk about preserving the Constitution, because for the last 30 years, all they've talked about is destroying it.
Right.
And so Nancy Pelosi tries to shield herself with this Constitution that all of a sudden she found. Well, if she wants to shield herself with the Constitution, then perhaps she should go with tradition and not circumvent tradition. And what she's done with this whole formal impeachment inquiry, which is what she likes to call it. I'm like, am I supposed to dress up? Is it black tie? Like, what's going on? But what she's done is she's completely circumvented the tradition and allowed six people in the country to decide the fate of the president based on hearsay evidence. And
when
she does not take it to the vote of the House, that means the Republicans don't get subpoena power.
Right.
She does not want the Republicans to have subpoena power because she does not want the truth of the deep state and all the crimes committed by the Barack Obama administration as well as the Hillary campaign to come to the forefront.
Well, the one thing about the truth, Megan, eventually it does find a way of coming out, and I applaud the president and those that are supporting him to make a way and to open up a portal to where the truth of all this stuff is finally coming through, because get ready. John Durham's report is just around the corner, and all hell is going to break loose. Megan Barth, thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers.